Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
This is going to be a crazy show because obviously the news cycle is total drinking from a fire hose right now, which obviously is impossible. Don't try it. You'll lose some teeth. But it appears the vote is going to go down again for Speaker. Who knows what's going to happen? McCarthy, of all people, was just on the floor nominating Jordan, which makes these whiny, crybaby wuss bags in Congress look even worse. I'm only Kevin. Kevin isn't only Kevin, dipshit. This is hilariously stupid. This is so dumb. Put your big boy pants on. You saw my demo yesterday? Big boy pants, pull them up. We got that. I've got some crazy video at the beginning of the show why you have to defend yourself. Like right now. Stop. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Get ready. Got that. And a couple of big thank yous. Today's show brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on that radio podcast square. Use promo code Dan. Really great product. Slippers, pillows. You're going to love them. Check them out. The Biden speech last night, too. For those of you who are, the whole McGroin crew was there earlier in the chat. I've been chatting with you for about an hour now. What did I say in the chat early? Some of you were there. Worst freaking speech I've ever seen. What a shit show last night. 100 million we give to the hostage takers. No hostages back. He barely mentions any of that. And he starts talking about Ukraine for 15 minutes. What a mess. Folks, you caught the media buzz about the staggering weight loss people get from those weekly injections, right? It works by lowering blood sugar, reducing fat, and curbing appetite. The three keys to weight loss. Well, listen up. There's an interesting weight loss discovery called Lean, L-E-A-N. Lean is a brand new supplement that frustrated dieters should find very encouraging. For starters, no shots, no prescriptions needed. But get this, the studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help lower blood sugar, help convert fat into energy, that's a good thing, and help reduce appetite. Adding Lean to a healthy diet and exercise program could be the game changer for folks who want to lose 10 pounds or more. Let's get you started with 15% off and free rush shipping. Visit takelean.com. Enter code DAN15. That's DAN15. That's promo code DAN15 at takelean.com. Check it out. The ingredient list is solid in this product. T-A-K-E-L-E-A-N, takelean.com, enter code DAN15. Give it a shot. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's not a substitute or alternative to seeking care from your healthcare provider. Thank you, takelean.com. All right, Joe, it's Friday, so if you would, fine, sir.
It's Friday.
Been a busy couple weeks. I'm going to try to take a break tonight. I don't feel like I should. I've been very immersed in what's going on in the globe. I feel kind of bad doing it, but my daughter is in town. She's back from college for the weekend and really want to spend some time with her. First, before we get started, I have a big thank you to you. You know, you guys have made us, I think, maybe the most popular English language stream in the world at 11 a.m. Eastern time. I'm reasonably confident that we're, if not one, we're one or two or three. It's not just that. The podcast in general, remember, we're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We're on all kinds of SoundCloud. We're on Rumble, obviously. This is the crazy thing. We're not even on YouTube or Google Podcasts at all because we hate Google. It's the most evil company on earth. And ladies and gentlemen, you know what, Keith? We didn't even factor that in. We're not even on there. And we're the fourth most popular podcast right now in the month of September in the entire United States. Look at the new Triton charts. Number four, we went up three spots. So I'd pound my heart there, you know, mad love, but I, you know, my elbows don't work, so I can't. So thank you all. You know, I love you so much, man. We did this with no ScrewTube and no Google Podcasts at all because we refused to put our stuff on there. And then Google tried to ban us after we quit. And we don't, and yeah, Guy just brought up another good point. I kid you not. Our advertising budget is a joke. If I told you what it is, you would laugh. You'd be like, that's not an advertising budget. That's a McDonald's bill. This is all word of mouth. Thank you all in the chat. You all are great. Thanks for spreading the word, sharing the post. I've seen so many people who are like, I told 5-6 guys at work. Love you. All right, getting back to the show. Biden's speech last night, another epic disaster. Folks, I'm going to play a short clip of it later because it was so freaking bad. I'm not even going to waste your time. Jim's got a translation of it for later on the radio show because nobody could understand what he was saying because he was doing his mumbles thing again. He's like Mumbles from Dick Tracy. His speech was a disaster. Our enemies watched that last night and they're like, wow, open season on the United States. Things are getting bad right now. Things are getting bad. I'm going to get to that later too. Do you know a U.S. destroyer in the Red Sea had to take out two missiles headed from Yemen towards Israel? Do you know that? What does that tell you? Tells you they were probably in a combat posture, right? Tells you they might know something, right? Which is what I've been telling you for a long time. Something's going down, man. You better get ready for it. Folks, you better get ready for it because you are responsible for your own security. I know you know this. I don't mean this to sound like a jerk. But there are people who are hearing this for the first time who, candidly, folks, have been living. I don't blame them. They've been living their lives, going to the kids' basketball game, whatever it may be, dropping a three. I don't know. They got things going on. They work. You got truckers. You got architects. They're not sitting there all day thinking about, you know, problems all around the world. It's not an insult. It's just a fact. They got to survive themselves. But I've said often to you, you have got to be responsible for your own security. There are not enough people taking this seriously. Between global affairs and the national crime crisis, which appears to be ebbing a little bit, especially in conservative states. There were some numbers that came out about Florida, the crime rate, and hat tip Ron DeSantis, the crime rate and the local sheriffs, by the way, in the 60 plus counties in Florida. The crime rate in Florida is plunging dramatically. However, in liberal cities, it's not. It's either going up or is staying steadily high. You are responsible for your own security. God is testing us right now. Listen to me. I have never been more confident better days are ahead. I'm not telling you this on a Friday to put you in a good mood. I'm telling you it because I believe it. Every single time we thought the United States was finished, in some stupid virtue signaling speech, it's just true. The Civil War, the 60s, the stagflation era, not only did the United States come back, it came back 10, 20, 100, 1,000 times better. Those are just the numbers. Look at our GDP. Look at our military, the strength of our military. Even in its worst, it's still better than it was. But that doesn't mean in the short term that things are good, because in the short term, things aren't pretty. Listen, terror's in the news right now. Terrorism, paraterrorists, savages, demons, shooting people up, gouging eyeballs out. These guys are maniacs and lunatics. And unfortunately, we have to expose ourselves to it because we got to know what we're fighting. But the terror in the news is becoming routine, and it shouldn't become routine to you. I want you to watch this because, folks, if there was ever a time for you to go out, arm yourself, train yourself, and prepare yourself, if we had 330 million Americans and their family members, if those families, say there's 100, 120 million family units, all had emergency food and were adequately armed, this would be the most dangerous place on planet Earth to try to raid. Forget the military. You'd have 330, you'd have adults, I don't know, 100 million soldiers. You have to arm and train yourself. I want you to watch this video. This is taken out of Auburn, Washington. This is happening now all over the country. And crime isn't new, but these are a couple of mutts. They come to the door. They pretend to be the Seattle police. They're obviously not the Seattle police. They come to the door. They're going to try to kick in the door, of course, probably rape, kill, and steal from a couple people that you can see they're armed with firearms there. If they're real or fake, you don't know. They look real to me. So they can't get through the door. Oh, there you go. Doors. Oh, no, no. Oh, what happened? Oh, look at that. Oh, shit. That one. Whoa. What was that? What? Yeah, that one. Jeez, that was a woo. That happened fast. Can you play that again? I just want one more time in case you missed it. So the homeowner here clearly was prepared. These guys kicking down the door were not prepared for what the homeowner had coming their way. Oh, look at that. Wow, they start shooting. You see what happens when you start shooting back? These ends in SSY. This guy didn't like that. Hot lead steaming his way. Ladies and gentlemen, they come kicking in your door, getting ready to attack your wife, your kids, steal your stuff, and potentially do a whole lot worse. You have an obligation to defend yourself. I know terrorism's on everybody's mind. But don't let them do that in your house. Here's a little thing I'm going to recommend to you, too. It's expensive. I'm not going to lie. But in Florida, everybody has them. They have these hurricane windows. I know you may not live in a hurricane zone, and they're not cheap, folks. I mean, for a 3,000-square-foot house, which is a decent-sized house, you can pay 50, 60 grand, maybe more. But I'm telling you, the best investment you will ever make is some of these hurricane windows. They're not bullet resistant, but you're not kicking these things in. You better come in there with a damn chainsaw. These things are like this thick, and they're meant to withstand like 150, 180 mile an hour winds. That's why in Florida, unless you leave your door open or they want to jam the light, it's really hard to break into homes down here. What are you going to do? Kick the door? Good luck kicking the door. You'll break your leg first. It's your responsibility. Go figure out a self-defense plan that works for your family. But folks, when these guys got guns, there's nothing, a stick, a machete, there's nothing that's going to do for you. Nothing. I bring it up because obviously we're still dealing with an elevated terror level here in the United States. Just because the United States government hasn't elevated the terror threat here doesn't mean you shouldn't personally. We've had people on my radio show, former colleagues of mine in the Secret Service with a vast body of experience in Homeland Security, telling you these guys got no dog in the fight. They're not political. I've had them on my show talking about how they have very little doubt there are pockets of terrorists here in the United States now. The last thing you want here is another Israel Music Festival incident here. And ladies and gentlemen, it could happen any day. I'm not trying to scare you. That's not my goal. I'm just trying to, you will be less, and you should live your life, keep your eyes open, stay vigilant. I'm not going to say head on a swivel because a guy plays a drinking game and I don't want him drunk. He said whenever I say swivel, so that's actually twice. But folks, stay super vigilant and stay ready, but go and live your life and be prepared. Because the horror that happened over there can happen here. These pockets of animals are here now. I want you to listen to this cut from Trey Yinks. This guy's probably the ballsiest reporter in the business right now. There's not a hot zone this guy won't go to. He works over at Fox. Here he is showing footage of a safe room, showing you that I want to talk about the bulletproof vest problem after this. You'll see what I mean with the safe room. Ladies and gentlemen, a safe room is not enough. I'm going to explain to you why. I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking anyone, especially the dead. But we've got to learn some lessons from this or this is going to happen again. This is tough to watch, again, the carnage of what happened, but check it out.
I just want to show you inside this house in Nir Oz that sits near to the Gaza border. This is graphic, but this is the reality of what took place. Look at the floor leading to the shelter. The bullet holes on the door of this Mamad. There was a struggle here as Hamas fighters shot through the lock, killing the residents inside.
Folks, a safe room isn't enough. I call this the body armor problem. I didn't make it up. Well, I think I made up the name, but I didn't make up the problem. The body armor problem is a lot of these performers and people like that, high profile people, they'll walk around with body armor on. And that's really great. And it can be great if it's a quick hit attack. Someone comes up, God forbid, and tries to shoot you. It will defend against most handgun rounds, any kind of decent body armor. You know, they call bulletproof vests. They're not bulletproof. I don't know why we call them that, but body armor. You know what I'm talking about. Kevlar, Spectra. The problem with body armor, walking around with body armor on, I'm not getting into the legal stuff. I'm just talking about the tactical problem, is you have to be armed yourself. It's kind of like the safe room door. The safe room door may be bullet resistant for a while, but if you don't have an offensive countermeasure, the guy's eventually just going to steal your vest, your body armor. That's the body armor problem. I mean, think about it, right? Say you get caught in a street in the middle of the night with body armor on, and the guy's got a gun and he sees it. He's just going to steal your body armor, put it on himself, and shoot you. The body armor problem is the safe room problem. You need offensive measures and capabilities. That's why I put these two videos together. Your public safety is your business. I don't know. Maybe there's a little bit of anxiety in me because this is all I did for a living for 10 plus years of my life with policing and federal law enforcement. But I can't emphasize enough, as my devoted, loving, caring listeners who I feel the same about you. It's why I jump in the chat to chat with you all in the morning. Please, please, this is not the time for screwing around. If this tragedy in Israel, there's nothing good that's going to come out of this. Let me just say that. But if there's a learning lesson to come out of it, it's you are responsible for your own safety. I'm very sorry, but a lot of those people were told to live up there. We said, hey, go live up there on the border. We'll take care of you. Listen, they were not taken care of. It was hours before people showed up to defend them. Hours. In my humble opinion, any of you want, I mean, should I continue with this or I'm going to leave it up to the chat? Do you want me to, I have some tactical, it'd be quick, but if you want to hear it, put a yes. If not, I'll move on to the next story. But just some tactical advice, if you want it. Let me just look here, because you guys, it's your show. Let me see. And yes, okay, well, the first yes, politically right, thank you. Okay, just quickly, my humble opinion. Obviously, wow, a lot of yeses. Thank you. Obviously, train first. Know what you're doing. Follow all the laws. We got all the necessary caveats out of the way. I would acquire three types of weapon systems for your own defense. I would acquire likely a 5.56 or a 7.62 rifle platform. Whatever one you choose is up to you. Commonly known in the media, doesn't know anything about weapons, is an AR-15. The 7.62 is obviously a different round than 5.56, but that is a good, and train with it. Train with it, train where the bolt is, train where the safety is, train with it, because it's different. Get a 5.56 AR type platform device or 7.62, whatever you prefer. I would also keep a shotgun. There's some great ones out there. We have a sponsor, Henry. There's other companies out there that are great too. I would get myself a shotgun and I would load it with double aught buck and I would load it with rifled slug. Train with it. The shotgun platform shoots far different than the 5.56. 5.56 shoots like a BB gun. I promise you, double aught buck does not. It shoots totally different. Get yourself a good shotgun with a decent sized tube and put yourself a good sight on that. There is nothing better, in my humble opinion, for home defense than a shotgun. Finally, I would get yourself a good handgun. I prefer semi-automatic. Revolvers are great. You're limited on your rounds. My, again, humble opinion, the best round in the world is a 44 Magnum. It's just my opinion. Others will say otherwise. That's okay. However, the revolver 44 Magnum, you're only going to get likely six rounds unless you get a really high-end gun. I recommend you get a gun with more rounds. 9mm is a great round too. Easy to shoot. You can carry a lot of rounds in the mag. I have a couple of them. I have a couple 6 hours. Glocks, they're all good. You have those three platforms, you're ready to defend your family. You got good targeting at a distance. You got good home defense. And you got a good sidearm there. And train with it. Folks, this week should have been a wake-up call. Now, you know what, let me take a break first and read this, because folks, just let me tell you, this next segment's going to be tough, and I want to just prepare you right now for the 67,000 people now watching at 17 minutes in. The next segment's going to be tough. You're not ready. I totally understand. It's going to be a little bit tough. So we'll take a quick break here. I'm going to get back to it. But the next thing, I'm going to tell you why I just said what I said and why I showed all these videos first. Nothing I do here is by accident. It's actually a good time. Folks, what do you think? You think we got any sniffs left? It's like 1,247 sniffs of the blackout coffee bag. Yes, we still. Joe, yeah. Come over here, buddy. You check this out. Oh, that's my bad shoulder, folks. I promise I don't throw like a girl.
Oh,
yeah, bring it on over. I want another sniff at it. You got a sniff, Gee? You got a sniff out of that? Yeah, throw it back.
Sniffing that thing.
Yeah, let me throw that again. That was weird, like an actual girl. There you go. I promise you, I have decent form. My shoulder's just a mess. I had to recover it. You were probably making fun of me in the chat, weren't you? Blackout call. One more time. Like Marino. There we go. Are you tired of the same old monotonous liberal favored crap coffee? Go with Blackout Coffee. That's the only coffee we drink here. Why does it smell good? Because it's a robust, vibrant, but never bitter coffee. Strong. You speak Spanish? Fuerte. 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 It's a coffee company 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to roasting, customer support, or shipping, they've got an incredible work ethic. They love you. They're dedicated to conservative principles. They accept no compromise on taste or quality. Do me a favor. Check them out. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino and use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Ditch those other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Stuff's legit. Check it out. I needed a few cups this morning. All right, so getting back to the show. Those three platforms, if you can master those, it'll take. I would pump 1,000 rounds at the range through each of those. That's a lot with shotgun. But I would put 1,000 rounds through each of those and get really comfortable operating those three weapon systems. I would also learn how to defend myself hand-to-hand. Folks, listen, man, again, take my advice or not. I really care about you. I can't say this enough. Is that the chances of a terror attack on you are infinitesimally small. The problem is it's the black swan problem, right, Joe? The book I used to cite all the time. The problem is even if it's 1 in 1,000 that a crime or a terror attack happens with you in or near it, it's the consequences of it are fatal. It's why you would think about it. It's why you wouldn't get on a plane tomorrow if someone said, This plane's got a little bit of trouble, but don't worry. It's only a 1 in 5,000 shot. You'll die. You'd be like, I ain't getting on that plane. Why? The chance is 1 in 5,000. Because the consequences are death of the Black Swan event. That's why you got to prepare against it. And that's why we spend quadrillions of dollars keeping planes probably overfixed. Because you don't want this to happen to you. He actually knows this group pretty well. I didn't know that. He did some work for them. But this is a group of medics in Israel who showed up at the torture terror scene. This is hard to listen to, so I understand if some of you need to dial it down. But ladies and gentlemen, I need you to hear it. Because if this opens some eyes to some dads out there and some moms, there's some badass moms out there too, to say to themselves, this ain't going down in my house, then I'll have done my job. Listen to what they found in these people's houses in that kibbutz that was the subject of this terror attack. Check this out.
We went in. The first house we saw was a couple, father and mother, sitting there on the knees on the floor. They were underneath. Now they were head down, hands tied to the back. On the other side of the dining room was 7-year-old child, boy and a girl, I would say about 6 years old, sitting just against the parents, hands tied to the back. The bodies were tortured. And when I say torture, I would say missing body pieces. An eye, just taken out an eye, one eye, fingers being, and all this happened, and by the end, they all had a bullet, and still not finished. In the middle, there's a table. Those tables were sitting and eating the Saturday meal that was prepared for this family. They just took it and they ate this meal while torturing these children.
I'm sorry to have to do that to y'all, but I think you all understand how important it is we hear that. There are real demons out there. These are not human beings. Yes, they may be cellular organisms that resemble human beings, but they're not human beings in the elevated emotional sense of the word. These are subhuman. I don't even want to say animals, because again, animals typically don't do this. Animals will kill for food, but unless they're rabid, they'll act rationally. When they're hungry, they'll eat something. Very rarely do animals kill for fun. It happens, but it's considered even pathological in the animal community. They did this for fun. They ate their dinner while they tortured them. Made the kids watch. Folks, don't let this happen to you. Don't let this happen to you. Be the hardest target possible. I know it's, you know, it appears we're Monday morning quarterbacking. We're not. These people were promised security and they were given none of it. But don't let this be you. Folks, the problem too is the people you're dealing with. And the reason today I decided to open up this show with a little quick tutorial on why you need to defend yourself and your family is when I say these people weren't acting as humans would with any kind of empathy at all. And candidly, they were operating without a sense of normal fear. But Dan, you just told us the other day, you know, fear is a natural thing. It happens to everyone. Just don't live in fear of fear. I did. However, you can override fear. How? Chemically. Did you see this story in the Jerusalem Post? Is this in the show notes, by the way? Oh, you need to read this. Bongino.com/newsletter. Jerusalem Post. Those Hamas people they were just talking about, the scumbags. the Savage Demons, apparently took a drug to help them slaughter Israelis. The pills were recovered from the pockets of many terrorists who lost their lives on Israeli soil. This stimulant drug, also known as the cocaine for the poor, allowed the terrorists to commit heinous acts with a sense of calmness and indifference. Simultaneously, it kept them highly alert for extended periods and suppressed their appetite. Apparently, the drug is called Captagon. Folks, I listen, during my time as a federal agent, I'll be candid with you, I didn't run into a lot of people on drugs because we invested counterfeit. We investigated counterfeit and presidential threats. We would find drugs, but I didn't run into people high on drugs. When I was a cop in the 75 precinct in Eastern New York, there's almost no one we arrested who wasn't high. I'm going to tell you something because I want to prepare you again as to why you need to learn to defend yourself. I watched a, I don't know, 11, 13-year-old girl. I don't remember. All I can tell you is legit, the girl was probably yay big. I watched a girl in, was it Brookdale Hospital, in the emergency room, take on three or four ESU cops, our SWAT guys. Joe's heard the story 1,000 times. I was right there. I remember because I went to jump in, but I was holding a bad guy too. And one of the cops said, stick with your guy, because they were afraid the guy was going to run. I watched a girl, yay big, who could not, they could not subdue this girl. Girl, she was not a woman. She was no more than 13 years old. I watched three, to, let's say it's three. I think it was actually more. SWAT cops with the NYPD trying some, it took them about 2 minutes to get this girl under control. These guys on these drugs, forget it. You need like five guys to get these guys under control sometimes. And normal mechanisms that would stop them, joint manipulation, elbow locks, arm bars, you know, a kesagatamis if you're a jiu-jitsu guy. None of these things work. They don't care. They have no fear. They have biochemically overridden the fear mechanism in their brain. If these savages who their entire lives have been told, kill the infidel, kill the infidel, kill the infidel, have been told this since they're 2 years old, high on Captagon, and have been training to kill for weeks and months and decades, run into you, they will not stop. The only thing that's going to stop them is lead. That is it. That is it. I am sorry to have to tell you the obvious, but it is true. It is the only thing that's going to stop them. There is one other thing. If you're on the ground with them and it's banned, so you can't, if you're a law enforcement officer, you can't do it anyway, and it's a carotid restriction because it shuts the blood off to the brain. It doesn't matter how high you are. You're just going to go. You're not going to die if you let go in time, but a carotid restriction most likely will stop them. I don't recommend it unless you're trained in it. You know what you're doing. And if you don't let go in time, you can absolutely kill someone. So don't practice it on anyone. But it happens in jiu-jitsu classes every day. But I'm telling you, folks, I have been in, one last time, and I'm going to take a quick break because the Jordan thing just happened too. One more quick thing. The worst cases you can ever go to as a cop. Any cops in the chat today? Any cops? Throw that up on the screen. Any police officers in the chat today? You know, if I'm saying, just vouch for me, what I'm saying here is true. The worst case you can go to, yeah, Daniel Penny, that's right, folks. I'm reading the chat here. The worst case you can go to is typically a domestic violence case, especially when there's drugs involved. The one time I really thought I was in real trouble, I was at a scene with this guy named George. Hey, welcome to the police officers, man. God bless you, brothers. Blue Lives Matter. And I went to a domestic with this guy from Guyana who was beating the crap out of his wife. We were in that house 30 seconds. The guy picked up an ironing board. It was out like it was ironing. They go ironing. He swung it sideways, collapsed me between the waist, took the wind out of me, knocked me on his couch, jumped on me, like mounted me on the couch and started unloading. Luckily, this guy, George, I was with was pretty badass and had his baton and wound up getting like this weird arm lock on him and pulling him off. And we got this guy on the ground. This guy was as strong as like five or six guys. Defend yourself and your family. If those animals in the beginning of the show make it in your house geeked up on coke or meth or anything else, it is go time, man. It's your job. It's your job. All right, breaking news. Looks like, Jim, are you monitoring that? Looks like Jim Jordan is not going to get the votes again. How many votes are we going to take? Ladies and gentlemen, who the hell knows at this point? Get your freaking big pants. Do we have to do the demo again, guys? Should we do the demo here? Well, I got Tommy John's on tape. Perfect time. Look, Tommy John's. Pull your undies up. Pull your pants up. Pull them up. Undies. Pants. Pull them up. Get work. Get a speaker, you dipshits. The world is only on fire right now. I don't like Jim Jordan. I'm only Kevin. You're only Kevin's not only Kevin. All right, let me take a break for my sponsors. And a stunning admission yesterday by the State Department. $100 million were given to the Hamas terrorists. What are we going to buy? Some Captagon so they can go in and snort it up their nose and kill some more people? I don't know. What's it going to go for? Key, what do you think that $100 million is going to go for? Nutraceuticals? Water pipes? Yeah, you're right. You're actually correct. So they can create bombs with them. He's actually not wrong. Give us some more water pipe for water? No, for bombs. For bombs. He's not wrong. They're going to be like, give us some more hydrogen peroxide. What, for infections? No, so we can make bombs with it. Is the world crazy? Guys, are we all not? Are you all here today because you all feel the same way I do? Like, we're the only sane people left? Like the world is burning down around us and we're all in this Bongino army because we're looking around like, is this really happening? I think that's why you're all here. I think that's why 85,000 people are with us right now, because that's why I'm with you. We're going to go down. We're going to go down together. All right, let me take a quick break. Mike Lindell, you know, he has a passion for helping everyone get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop at creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with his My Slippers. Dudes, these things are super comfortable. Get ready for an early Christmas slipper sale. The original My Slippers with a regular price of $139.98, now available for just $39.98, but this offer is incredibly limited. You won't want to miss out. My Slippers come in a variety of sizes and colors to suit your style. These My Slippers are designed to be worn indoors, outdoors, all day long. They're made with the unique MyPillow foam and impact gel, providing superior comfort, helping to prevent fatigue. Crafted with quality leather suede, these slippers are not only comfortable, but built to last. Mike Lindell even guarantees My Slippers will be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. Don't wait, order now. Call 800-637-4982. Use promo code DAN to take advantage of this limited time offer. Or go to MyPillow.com. Just do us a favor. Click on that radio podcast square. Use promo code DAN at checkout. Remember, the offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com now. Make sure to use promo code DAN to get your My Slippers today. Give the gift of comfort this Christmas season. Our last sponsor, thank you for your patience. We appreciate it. GenuCell. The GenuCell Skincare Dark Spot Corrector Sale ends promptly this Sunday. And guess what ends with it? The crazy 70% discount. This is Paula's favorite product. That's right. All gone Sunday night. Go to GenuCell.com/Dan right now. Don't delay one more minute. Here's Marcia from Austin, Texas. My puffy eyes were gone after 24 hours and two treatments. Dark spots are fading and definitely less laugh lines. A win all around. Marcia knows the secret to younger and younger looking skin and feeling great when she looks in the mirror, just like Paula. It's GenuCell Skincare. I've been telling you about them for a while. Now go try the most popular package with five bestsellers for 70% off. Take advantage of the GenuCell Skincare most popular package, which now includes a dark spot corrector, plus the classic GenuCell Skincare bags and puffiness treatment and immediate effects, all for 70% off. Try the best skincare in the world for yourself, completely risk-free. Go to GenuCell.com/Dan today. Start looking years, even decades younger tomorrow. All orders are upgraded to free shipping. You can see results day one and get compliments everywhere you go. GenuCell.com/Dan, GenuCell. GenuCell.com/Dan, GenuCell.com/Dan. Thank you, GenuCell. Back to the show. So Matthew Miller gave a press conference yesterday at the State Department. Matt Miller is a hapless propagandist buffoon. And he's asked a pretty simple question. And fellas, the craziest thing happened. Joe, you cut this clip. You see where I'm going to go with this? The craziest thing happened. I mean, at least he's honest. He told the truth. Someone asked him a question. They were like, hey, bro, you think given $100 million in the Gaza Strip that is run by Hamas, who just killed 32 Americans and is holding 14 American hostages after slaughtering thousands of Israelis, do you really think it's a good idea to give $100 million? How do you know where that money's going to go? And Matt Miller basically says at the end that, fuck if I know where it's going to go. Yeah, listen to yourself.
I think the concern the Israeli government has, and they've said this publicly, and they certainly said it privately to us, is that any assistance that goes in will be diverted once it's inside Gaza. That there is not an Israeli military force in Gaza. There's not a UN peacekeeping force in Gaza. The people with guns inside Gaza are Hamas. And so Hamas may try to divert this assistance and keep it from getting to the civilians who it is intended for. We think that's a legitimate concern. We've made clear that this aid needs to go to innocent civilians and not Hamas. We're going to be watching very carefully how it's delivered because we want to be sensitive to those concerns, which we share.
I know this sounds crazy because you're like, Joe thinks the guy looks like a character from the Munsters, which I don't disagree with. But this guy actually tells the truth. We're giving $100 million, his words, to people with guns. And yeah, we basically share those concerns that they'll probably use it to kill us. But the so, hold on. It's just definitely that. Hold on. Yeah. Sometimes I just need to take in some extra O2, some oxygen. You know what? They got the guns, so they'll probably control most of it. It's $100 million, which is a really good chunk of money. You buy a lot of bombs with that. And we don't really know what's going to happen, but fuck it. We're going to do it anyway. Okay. Oh, good call there. Biden. What's that? Yeah, no, next week, I'm sure there's another tranche too. I'm sure there's a whole other tranche. Along with the $80 billion in weapons we left in Afghanistan. But don't worry, the White House is all over it, folks. They actually doxed a bunch of Delta operators yesterday. I'm not showing the picture at all, and I don't think anyone else should too. These guys are freaking heroes. I hate fake like bravado. I worked with Delta guys, not on like a mission. I wasn't going out killing people. When we go overseas with the Secret Service, we have QRFs, quick reaction force teams that we use in addition to our SWAT team. It's not like classified information or anything like that. But these guys are freaking badass. When I say badass, I mean legit badasses. I mean like special forces guys look up to these guys. Again, quick story. Matt Eversman, who is a real American hero. He was one of the chalk team leaders in the Black Hawk Down incident. Many of you know that happened in Somalia. There's a famous movie made about it. He was played by that guy, Josh Hartnett. He's a real guy. He used to come to the Secret Service Training Center and talk about the Black Hawk Down incident. He was an Army Ranger, a chalk team leader. And he told me personally a couple times that these Delta guys are freaking badasses. Badasses. And what did the White House do? They took a bunch of pictures of them and put them out all over the internet so Joe Biden could look like a badass, basically doxing them and their families. I'm not showing it. No one else should show it either. Yeah, censored, but still, I don't even like showing even that. But whatever. No one should show this picture. It's definitely, if it's out there with their faces, get rid of that picture. Do not show it on to anyone. These Delta guys are badasses. And if you have any doubt, you want to read a story about Delta guys and their heroism, read the story of Gary Gordon and Randy Shugart in the Black Hawk Down incident. You ever hear that story? That it gets me a little. I used to tell this story to my students in the Secret Service Academy when they were whining about a long day. One time they were complaining because we made them carry a kettlebell all day because they lost their flag. So I sat them down on the exercise mat outside the weight room. And it was like 6 o'clock and they were tired. They're good guys. But I said, guys, I want to tell you a story. You think you got it bad today? You think you've had a rough day? I said, there were these Delta snipers, Gary Gordon and Randy Shugart. And they were sitting above one of the crashed United States helicopters in Somalia, and they were watching the helicopter be overrun where there was still our soldiers were down there. And Gordon and Shugart were up in the bird, and they came over, and we have the radio transmissions. I'm sure they're probably still out there. You can probably listen to them. And these Delta guys from the helicopter said, put us down on the ground. There were hundreds of savages getting ready to shoot at them. They said, put us down on the ground. We're going to go secure that helicopter. They were denied. They asked again, put us down on the ground. We're going to go secure that helicopter. They were denied. They said a third time, put us down on the ground. We're going to go secure that helicopter, absolutely knowing they were looking at sure death, and a brutal one. And the HQ said, are you sure you know what you're asking for? And he said, yes. And they went down on the ground and fought like heroes and died like heroes too. That's our Delta guys. And if Delta guys are the ones on the ground going to get our hostages back, and Godspeed and God bless you all. You have bravery I can't imagine. And you have my utmost respect. And I want to say to all our military heroes out there, especially our special operators, Rangers, Force Recon guys, Pararescue, SEALs, Delta, Berets, you guys are fucking badasses, man. Badasses. And you have my utmost respect for whatever that's worth. God bless you, brothers. And I hope those guys are okay. I think they'll be all right. The Biden team would just stop screwing around. And a heavy show today, folks. There's a lot to talk about still. I'm not even close to done. Of course, Biden's team wasn't done screwing up last night. They had to give this speech. Did you watch the speech? Let me see the chat. Anybody watch it? I had to watch it. This is what I do for a living. You know, I was stunned. I saw some coverage afterwards. I don't know. And I get it. Like you, like I. Did you guys watch it by any chance? Any of you guys? No, Joe's like, I ain't watching that shit. You watched some clip. Right? I watched it. Most people didn't. I had to watch it last night. I'm telling you, you know I don't like Joe Biden, okay? That's obvious. The kid sniffing, woman feeling, bribe-taking, plagiarizing, loser. I get that. But I'm being candid. Unfortunately, we're stuck with him as president. We do have American hostages, and I want to see them get home. I don't want to own Joe Biden by seeing American hostages die. I'm not a sick mother, okay? I want to see Biden succeed in getting the hostages back because I care about people. Unfortunately, his speech last night sucked. It was a freaking joke. He just gave $100 million to a bunch of savage demon beasts who brutally killed and gouged the eyes out of people in front of their kids while they were American hostages. And in the middle of this speech, he has the balls to say this about, and Guy was nice enough to cut this in with him from 60 Minutes, by the way. He has the balls to say this, that there's a partisan divide in this country. This is the guy doing it, calling MAGA Republicans fascists, implying they're Nazis. This was appropriate for the speech last night? Listen to this bullshit.
I know we have our divisions at home. We have to get past them. We can't let petty, partisan, angry politics get in the way of our responsibilities as a great nation.
This is not your father's Republican Party. 30% of it is made up of these MAGA Republicans who are maybe democracy is something they don't look at it the same way you and I look at democracy.
Folks, this guy is a clown. He is a freaking clown. He is going to get us killed. People around the world are watching. Don't you find it? Let me ask you a question, because a lot of people are confused about my outlook on foreign policy, which is strange because I've said it 1,000 times. Fox Connor's rules of war. I've laid it out in kind of detail where I stand about foreign interventions and diplomacy. I think foreign aid is turning into a joke. We give these countries billions of dollars a year. The scope of it, by the way, is typically exaggerated, but we do give away literally billions of dollars. Why are we giving Egypt billions of dollars? I'm unsure. We give Egypt billions of dollars and Jordan too. We're giving them billions of dollars. We should be saying right now, tell me if you agree with me in the chat. Like, am I nuts? Hey, dipshits, we gave you our taxpayer money. We got a hostage situation. You better help us unfuck this thing. And they're not. They're not doing shit. They're doing nothing. I've been to both of those countries, by the way. What the hell are they doing? The world is on fire. You've got this guy last night gives his speech, mentions almost nothing about the hostages relative to the, and gives a 15-minute speech on Ukraine. Folks, listen, I opened up the show this day today for a reason. Again, nothing here is done by accident. Please listen to me. Something happened just the other day that is really important and is being played down by the mainstream media because they don't want you to know how perilous the situation is right now. We need to stay out of World War III. We are nuclear-armed countries now. India, Pakistan, the UK, Israel, the United States, Russia, China. There are nuclear-armed countries all around the world. North Korea. This is all happening right now. And in order to keep it from looking like Biden has lost control, you're not getting the full story from the media. Number one, North Korea is tinkering around with their nuclear program again and is arming people in this fight. They are finding weapons in the Middle East from North Korea. Number two, this is the story I was talking about. A U.S. destroyer in the Red Sea took out cruise missiles from Yemen, launched to Israel. You have any idea how far Yemen is from Israel? There's a whole country in between. Saudi Arabia. Who's operating in Yemen? Gee, you have any idea? Joe? Yes, that's right. The Iranians. So the Iranians, their proxy groups, are firing missiles from Yemen over Saudi Arabia, basically to hit Israel. A U.S. destroyer took them out, essentially taking a war action again, and nobody's really talking about it. So weird, right? You heard anything about that? Well, you in the chat are smart. You probably have. And I'm just going to throw something out at you, sent to me by a friend of mine who's a source. Ladies and gentlemen, these ships, these destroyers don't remain in a war posture, a combat-ready position all day, unless they're in a combat-ready position for a reason. Weapons systems have to be activated. Authorizations happen to be given. This doesn't just happen like that. What does that tell you? Tells you that they're already in this combat ready mode and they clearly know something's going down. Folks, Hamas and Iran has some stuff we probably don't know about. Whether it's underwater drones, there's an interesting piece, for as terrible as the Washington Post is, it's a pretty interesting piece about technology Hamas may have in Iran we don't know about. Is there a dirty bomb in the United States? Don't tell me it can't happen. If I would have told you planes would have crashed into a building in September in 2001, you would have told me I was crazy until I saw it with my own eyes on TV. As it happened. The second one, in my boss's office in New York. Does Iran have a dirty bomb here now? Folks, things are getting ugly, man. And you need to be prepared. One more thing. This is the trifecta of really bad signs this week. Don't live in panic. I'm not trying to panic you. Just live vigilant. North Korea is tinkering around now with getting involved in this stuff and is actively supplying weapons. Second, we've already taken kinetic action, as they call it, the buzzword, in the Red Sea. Third, you hear China and Russia this week? Putin and Xi put out a statement. They're aligned in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, they are just waiting for an excuse to get this thing hot over there too. So it'll take the attention off Taiwan and off Ukraine. Stay frosty, man. The world's about to get really freaky deaky do. Folks, on a bit of a different note here, but a necessary one. This is how you deal with the media in these cases too. The media has done nothing but promote propaganda. Can I just throw this out there, Guy? I know you sent this to me before. And I think you'd agree. Joe, probably you too. I want to hear another word from the New York Times about misinformation. You guys can take a big glass of shut the fuck up. After promoting the pee-pee hoax, after promoting endless Donald Trump hoaxes, they promoted the hoax that the Gaza hospital was blown up by the Israelis too. The biggest source of deadly misinformation in the United States is the New York Times. I don't want to hear shit from you guys about misinformation. Unfortunately, the media, Gee, wouldn't you agree? The media seems to think the only form of acceptable discrimination on earth actually is two. You can, killing Jews is okay, and definitely discriminating against Asians is okay too. Any other discrimination is bad. Killing Jews is just fine. Here's Sky News, this Sky News lady, with possibly the dumbest question I've ever heard ever. And thankfully, Jonathan Conricus, who's been doing some media for the IDF, responds back. She's like, well, you know, even though they bombed their own hospital, isn't that still your fault anyway? Listen to this dipshit.
We've seen your evidence then on that hospital explosion in Gaza. Do you accept, though, that those people would not have been sheltering in the vicinity of a hospital like this if you hadn't bombed them out of their homes?
I think your question is very unfair. And we could go back and ask, had they not been there, if Hamas hadn't launched a murderous attack on all civilians and butchered 1,000 civilians and raped women and mutilated bodies of Israeli civilians and taken almost 200 hostage. Where should we start?
You see, Joe calls that lady Pickle Puss at the end. She's like, ah, shit, that's kind of a good comeback. He's kind of right. Where should we start here? Where should we start here? Aren't you guys still responsible for the Hamas savages killing their own people in a hospital? Oh, yeah. What exactly did you expect him to say? Oh, yes, it's definitely our fault. Well, good point, Key. Now that you put it that way, ma'am, you're right. It is our fault. Holy shit, man. Joe, cut this down. Here's a media supercut, by the way. You want to see these people like just running cover for the demon savages. Hat tip Tom Elliott. He, by the way, follow him on Twitter. Truth. He's got the best supercuts out there over at Grabian. Can't recommend it highly enough. Here's a supercut of media people running cover for the demon savages. Check this out.
But there is a great opportunity for disinformation, especially on social media. I caution you to be very careful about what you choose to believe and on what basis. The horrific scene at a hospital in Gaza today, an explosion that killed more than 500 people.
By far, the deadliest Israeli airstrike ever.
Hundreds taking shelter at a Gaza City hospital were killed in an Israeli airstrike today.
An Israeli missile struck the hospital. Absolutely horrific loss of life.
This was not a blast. This was not an explosion. This was an airstrike. It was a deliberate war crime that Israel conducted on this hospital.
100 to 300 people believed to be dead at this stage. There are also many examples of, of civilian deaths caused directly by Israel. There's no doubt about it.
It is unlikely that a crude rocket fired by a Palestinian group could cause that number of casualties.
Hard to see how that would have been a misfired rocket.
And we should say finally that there are instances in the past where the Israeli military has said things in the immediate aftermath of an incident that have turned out not to be true in the long run.
You see how they're so eager to take the word of the demon savage? So eager to run cover for the demon savage every single time. All right, listen, I only got a few minutes left, but this is an important segment. Folks, just financially prepare yourself too, okay? We're looking at some real problems, man. Did you see the CNBC? I said I'd cover this real estate thing. We're looking at a really big home crisis coming soon. September home sales dropped. I want you to look at this clip quickly. The 30-year mortgage just spiked at 8% too. And I'm going to tell you how this is contributing to a potential economic disaster if we don't get our shit together and pick a speaker soon and get control of this spending. Listen to this. This is serious.
Yes, I thought you were going to say it. I'll say it. 8%. The 30-year fix has jumped 20 basis points just this week as investors digest stronger than expected economic news. So now we have an 8 handle. Compare that to just 3% 2 years ago. What that means for a person buying a $400,000 home with 20% down is they are now paying about $1,000 more a month today than they would have just 2 years ago.
Like a witch's brew of disasters for the housing market. Higher rates so people don't want to move and sell their house because they don't want to give up their 3, 4% mortgage, which means inventory's low. Higher rates, people can't sell, which means low inventory, which means low inventory, which means high prices, which means prices are going up as interest rates go up, as people have less money to spend due to inflation, which means no one's going to be able to sell their house because they're demanding a higher price because there's low inventory, which means the market's probably going to crash. Look at these bond yields. Look at what it takes the United States government. This government bubble bust article is fantastic, but check me that tweet by EJ Antoni. Look at these bond yields. Look at what the government has to pay people right now in interest rates to get money, to get them to loan money to them. 5%, 5.3, 4.9, 5.1. Nobody trusts the government anymore, folks. We are looking at an economic time bomb. Also, I said I'd comment on the Sidney Powell story. I've got a lot of experience with this. Sidney Powell, one of Trump's lawyers, pled guilty to a few misdemeanors in the Georgia case. Folks, everybody stand easy on this. People plead guilty for all kinds of reasons, financial. But Dan, are they guilty? Folks, I'm going to tell you something right now. A lot of people plead guilty. They may not be. They plead guilty for all kinds of reasons. I wouldn't jump the gun that this testimony against Donald Trump is going to be something terrible. We don't know that yet. The Bongino rule on this. Stand easy on the Sidney Powell story. I'll go into it in a little more detail on my radio show. And finally, I would deeply appreciate it if you would support us next week. Dinesh D'Souza and I have been working on this project. It is a movie. It's called Police State. It launches in theaters next week. October 23rd and 25th is the exclusive two-day run in theaters. The virtual premiere is October 27th. I'll be in the theater in Stewart, October 23rd. I believe that's next week, right? PoliceStateFilm.net is the only place you can buy tickets. They are selling out all over the place. The trailer is absolutely amazing. Dinesh will be on my show later. Folks, please go see this film. Everything will make sense to you now. What is going on with the swamp and the police state targeting you? It is a masterpiece he put together. I'm happy to be involved in it. It launches next week. PoliceStateFilm.net. It's the only place you can buy tickets. They're selling out quick. We deeply appreciate your support. Again, Dinesh will be on the show later. Thank you so much. 92,000 people. We love to see you here. Rumble.com/Bongino. Folks, you see that little button up there? Follow. Click that little green follow button. It's free. Set up an account on Rumble. If you haven't, join the chat. It's absolutely free. Download the Rumble app. The company is doing amazing. We're exploding out there. We really appreciate it. Rumble.com/Bongino. I will see you back here on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.